Now, let's move on to a bloody topic that happens on our show way too often these days. What is wrong with the world? Recently, a team of people broadcast the hunting and killing of wild animals online, which attracted over 30,000 fans with this live video stream. That's a lot of people. So, guys, I'm curious, why do people get attracted by brutality? But also, what went on with this live streaming event? It happens a lot these days.
Yeah, I mean, so the first question you asked, why watch brutality? Because I think it's something we try to shun and forget about. But once it happens, it's something that's so awe-inspiring. It's like watching a building explode. Like, I remember, okay, let's take 9/11. I think everybody was glued to their screens in the U.S. watching a plane hit a building and it blew up. And yeah, after a certain amount of times, we turned it off. But still, watching that many times, not being able to turn away because, holy cow, this is really happening, is what you're telling yourself, that you have to convince yourself. And in this case, you might be saying, oh, well, you know, there's tons of shows in the U.S., Ryan, where people are hunting. There's TV networks for hunting and these kind of things. But they're different, and I will be more than happy to explain why right now. So, online broadcaster Meng Zhe has attracted more than 30,000 fans, as He Yang had just said, since June 20th for live streaming shows on 6CN, featuring wild animals being killed. His program always ranked at the top during the live broadcasting period. Tsai Jong-soon, a member of an animal protection association, said the program's staff members set a trap in the wild field forest and then would torture the animal, then slaughter it, then eat the prey afterwards. So basically, they're going through the whole process of getting the animal, except, you know, like in the U.S., you wouldn't have that torture aspect being shown on TV. That's what's really disgusting to me. And you might be like, what is that? So they kill at least one animal a day, according to some sources. Some scenes were blatantly cruel, and this is, will paint a picture of how they torture the animal. They would put a cigarette in the animal's mouth while it's still alive, put it out in the animal's mouth on its tongue or something. They'd also skin the animal alive. So imagine it ripping an animal's skin off while it's still living. They didn't even have the courtesy to put it out of its misery. So in the program, Meng Zhe also invited spectators to give virtual gifts as if this was some kind of frivolous fun activity, which can be changed into real income before showing how he tortured animals. Almost, maybe you can imagine like, hey, if you do this to the animal, I'll give you this much money. Almost like a sick game. He might have even sent fur to some of these people as a gift. In all, I think he made 96,000 yuan off one of his shows on August 11th. So this is what's happening. And if you like, if you've seen any TV from the U.S. with regards to like Bear Grylls or some of these people that are survivalists, first of all, Bear Grylls is really professional. He's former British SAS, which is the most elite soldier I believe they have. He's trained to survive in all these different climates, and basically his show is about surviving in the craziest conditions. But at the same time, he doesn't torture animals. You'll never see that. And if he, I think he's eaten a snake or something like that, but often you never see the process of the animal being killed. And it's just really, the emphasis is a respect towards the animal, that the animal gave me a tool to survive. I like that. You know, I realize that we kill animals every day to put food on our plate, and they're slaughtered. And that's just something, I respect that kind of system that works. Animals kill other animals to survive. It's just how the world goes on. But torturing, that's disgusting. That's something I don't even think you would see in any other part of society, on any primetime news network anywhere in the world.
And this is not primetime news network or TV at all.
This but still a company, a major company, is broadcasting this, making profits, that has been told that he is not having licenses to do this, but still, once that happens, they even up the broadcasting and advertise it more because it's seeing so many hits. So it's still a company that's, I think, publicly accountable.
And also, I think, you know, I'm wondering why people like this kind of very brutal live streaming shows. Yeah, I can understand why people like horror movies, you know, because from that they can, you know, get excitement or something. But for this, that's a real animal and they will feel painful. So thinking about that, I don't think that people will like it, especially, you know, for women.
Well, yes, that's what I thought about at first, too, because it sounds just reading the literal description. It is disgusting. It is unsettling.
Mm.
But on the other hand, when you try just look into history a little bit, I think look at ancient Chinese history and also ancient Rome history of the Colosseum. That's Luoma Doushou Chang. So, you know, back then it was estimated like more than like 50,000 people to 80,000 people were congregated in one place for a theatrical scene of, you know, gladiators killing animals or animals killing the human being. And I think, and people cheered. People wanted that kind of spectacle. So maybe there is something that is in our hearts that is kind of evil, that is very prone to blood. But if we are a civilized society and as a civilized object that is breathing on this earth, shouldn't we be doing better than answering to these animalistic needs of you, maybe?
Right. I mean, first of all, to talk about like the Roman days, that was civilized for then. But it's very important to realize life was cheap back then. People were dying a lot more often for much more injustice that happened in the world. I don't think anyone alive would want to live during those times. Sure, for then, it was civilized. Things, they had plumbing, these kind of things. But still, they were barbaric on so many levels. I mean, Romans used to use Christians, burning Christians on spits to light up their fires. That's disgusting. I don't think too many people nowadays would like that kind of behavior. But anyways, you know, you sit there, I see a different picture. You see how far we've come, humanity, you know, that we don't do this anymore. Or at least that's what I thought. But then you see the anonymity of the internet
mm-hmm.
paired up with the ability for people to broadcast their own stuff. And you see 30,000 people unite around this sick, twisted guy who's basically taking gifts, as I understand it, for how he's going to torture and kill this animal. And then he calls it some kind of survivalist thing. I think if you took the torture out and it was just a program about hunting, about how to better hunting, and showed less of how the animal was disposed of or killed, but more rather that the animal gave back and, you know, all parts were used and the animal didn't suffer at all, these kind of things, I would be okay with that. Honestly, because hunting exists. We've been doing it for years. It's how we've survived as a species. I don't think we should shun it. But I also don't think once you're torturing an animal, that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. But I would ask you a question, Ryan. Yeah. How do you define torturing? I mean, because, you know, when you slaughter an animal, I really feel bad.
Mm-hmm. Right. Me too. And, you know, it's something that I think ignorance is bliss. When I'm looking at a piece of meat on my plate, it's very easy for me to say, oh, you know, that's just a piece of meat. But I'll tell you a story, actually. I used to go fishing with my grandfather all the time. And I remember one time, you know, I would catch the fish and my grandfather would handle everything after that. But one time we were up in the mountains and I remember, you know, I had caught the fish. So I ran over to my grandfather. I was like, Grandpa, Grandpa, I have the fish. Can you come deal with it? He's like, no, Ryan, you got to deal with it. And I was like, I don't know what to do. So he showed me what to do, and basically I had to go over to the fish. You have to gut a fish. Mm-hmm. You have to take out all the insides, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, before you do that, you have to hit that fish on the head as hard as you can, as quick as possible, to kill it instantly. You wouldn't have to do that, Junglin. I could have just cut the fish open and gutted it. But my grandfather taught me to kill the fish instantly, then do the rest.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that's the humane way of getting food from an animal. The less painful way possible for that animal to give something to you. That's how I understand it.
Yes, and I think it's respect for life, not just human beings. But I think China has developed to that stage that don't talk about ignorance. We all should respect all kinds of life, including animals. And here, I think the official decision from the police has been that with this, I think they're called that account that's been live streaming killing animals, they have been illegally hunting. So first of all, that's one break of the law. And also, here is the part that I'm very confused about our law, because their activities are not deemed as criminal offenses, so they'd be subject to fines. And the latest news that hasn't really been verified is that fines have been levied, but this show may still have been going on, and that is terribly disturbing. And that is the part that I think the authorities should be acting, and also for that company, like Ryan has said, doesn't it hold some responsibility?
Absolutely.
In putting illegal and of content that shouldn't be on their website, take it off.
You're selling that stuff in your store, basically. Someone's making it and you sell it in your store. So by doing that, you are saying it's okay for people to see this. Basically, 6cn.com has, in my mind, said that the torture of animals is okay because they're broadcasting it. They're not just broadcasting it. They are advertising it. And that's what's really disgusting me, is that this company is doing that for a profit, for money. And, you know, what's really concerning for me is once people see that there's money in this kind of show of animalistic behavior, you're going to see more Hmongses coming out, more people doing heinous stuff on 6CN because they have the channel and they realize now, after looking at a story like this, there's money to be made here. He made 96,000 yuan off his show on August 11th. So I'm saying there needs to be regulation on this. There is no enriching part of this for audiences around the world.
Mm. What's more horrible is that the platform said the show was live streaming outdoor survival challenge. Yeah. Actually, it is not.
Yeah,
that's just an excuse. And what was sort of the lining out of, what is that word?
Silver lining.
Silver lining of this cloud is that there are lots of online viewers that protested this and said this information should not be out there. Anyway, you're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Zhang Wan coming up next. Why do people feel happy about receiving a rejection letter? Stay tuned.